Open Language 英语，
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到今天的节目，我是 Jenny。
This is Chris。
今天我们要给大家听一些非常精彩的贝爷 Bear Grylls 的
Bear Grylls
和美国总统 Obama 的一些片段，就是当然 Bear Grylls。Chris 你知道他现在在中国也做一个节目
yeah, yeah.
他带中国的明星去这个荒野生存啊什么的，但是呢他在美国在英国他那个 show 已经红了好多年、It's so popular to the point where the United States President, the Commander-in-Chief 总统奥巴马也要上他这个节目、
right.
然后呢最近这一集奥巴马和贝爷荒野生存的节目在美国刚刚放 It just aired in the States.
It's amazing.
对
It's truly, I don't think that's ever something like that in that way has ever happened. Maybe on a talk show, but not like this.
对，好像没有总统去过这种 reality show, 而且是这种 tough survival. 我看了这一集的节目，第一个就感觉 Oh, it's so short. 好短哦，然后 Obama did nothing almost. 好像 Obama 也没有怎么样。因为人家是总统，所以不可能就是那个什么吃虫子啊、喝小便、这些事情是不可能的啊。这些都是贝爷在他自己的节目里面经常做的。那我们今天就会为大家放一些很精彩的奥巴马上贝爷秀的片段。那要看我们今天关键词的话呢，当然到Open Language 开言英语的微信公众号就可以了。好，那我们先来听听第一段这个。贝爷他介绍奥巴马上他节目的这个片段。
I'm Bear Grylls, and you see me take some of the biggest celebrities and athletes in the world out into the wild. But tonight, on this historic special edition of Running Wild, you won't believe who's joining me for an adventure.
I don't claim remarkable survival skills. I'm sure that Bear's going to give me some tips.
OK, 好，所以这个 Bear Grylls 他的节目一开始就有这种当当当当的音乐 get you in the mood,
right?
Right. 所以 Chris, 我第一要问你的是 his name, 这个贝爷 his name is Bear, B-E-A-R, 一只熊的意思。
Yeah, I don't think that's his
real name.
Legal name. Yeah, that's just...
我们应该去 Google Wikipedia 一下是不是他的真名 It's completely not a common name, is it?
Oh, not at all. I've never met anyone named Bear. No.
但是对现在大家也习惯了所以他叫 Bear, 你觉得这个是很 makes sense, 很成立的 because he is
yeah,
like always battling outdoor bear, outdoor,
major
exactly.
Man. Yeah.
Outdoor, 户外的野外的啊。然后呢他就是当然会带很多的明星去荒野求生荒野生存明星我们刚刚听到他用的一个词是 celebrity
celebrity yep fame any famous person
celebrities 但是当然像奥巴马这样的你不能叫他一个 celebrity even though he is famous
right right,
right. 那基本上就是用来形容明星然后他说还有一些很 famous athletes 运动员也跟他去过他这个节目啊
right
so he takes them into the wild、
mm.
so the wild 那 wild 这个词呢它又是一个 adjective 又是一个 noun、
mm.
right so you can say someone is very wild
yeah like crazy
很狂野的、yeah.Wild lifestyle, 对吧？
Right.
可能 party hard 什么的，但是呢，它也是 describe nature, mother nature,
the wild,
the wild. 这个时候它是名词的时候，你一般都会 the wild,
right,、
啊、野外。然后他说啊，今天我是有一个 historic special edition, 历史性的时刻，在我这个
it is though
exactly 它的这个节目呢名字叫 Running Wild with Bear Grylls
Right
然后这个 show 他要带谁 Adventure 去冒险呢就是你们的总统、嗯、So 总统我们知道英文是 President 但是还有一个词
yeah, Commander-in-Chief
Commander-in-Chief
Right
Commander 就是一个很像指挥官总指挥
Person in lead Yeah like a general
对然后 in-chief 就是总
The highest
对
yeah,
所以他就是
The biggest the greatest
可以就是翻成首长吧我觉得 Commander in Chief 来了就是奥巴马然后奥巴马真的是一个给人感觉就是一个 好像平常人,真人, he just seems very,
very
cool,
genuine, very natural.
Very normal.
Yeah, that's part of why I really like Obama.
对。那不管就是大家对他做总统的政绩有什么评论啊，但我觉得他真的是在 politicians 政客里面，你觉得哎，他说的话都是人话，就是 I can understand what he's saying kind of thing, right?奥巴马刚刚就说虽然我没有很好的那个生存技能，生存技能的英文是
Survival skills.
Survival skills. So survival 就是生存是吧，所以我们也会听到 Survival English. 生存英语真很重要。他说我没有很 remarkable, 没有特别厉害的 survival skills. 所以呢我这次要来跟 Bear 来问他取经来。
Extreme survival skills.
Tips, 啊一些小贴士小窍门。好，那我们接下来要听下一段的这个奥巴马和贝爷的片段呢，是他们要做一个 classic American dessert.
Right.
What would that be? 是 apple pie 吗？是 banana split 吗？
No.
这些东西在野外都很难做。我们听到的是另外一个经典的美国甜品，现在大家听听看。
I want to do one thing for you. Normally my guests get terrible food.
Yeah.
They get bugs and all of this. But you're the president, so I'm going to make you the best dessert you'll ever have.
What am I going to have?
I've learned so much from so many good American friends. Yeah. And the best thing I've learned is the s'more.
Now, in Hawaii every year, we have a bonfire on the beach and we make s'mores.
Yeah? So, okay, well, you're the s'more expert.
I'm not. Sasha is the s'more expert.
Okay, so talk me through it.
You put your marshmallow on the stick.
Okay.
We're going to do this directly over the flame. Sometimes they catch fire.
That's half the fun.
That one's working right there. All right, now we're gonna put the marshmallow on.
Look at this. This looks insanely good.
And then you get your other cracker on top there.
I
made you a s'more. Let's see how it goes.
I love you, but that looks terrible.
I promise you, it's better than anything that you've ever had on this show. Huh?
Great president, but a lousy cook.
Come on, man, that s'more's solid. Let me try it out.
Oh, it's good. I think we've earned it. We've burned some calories.
That's not bad, man. What are you talking about?
It's good.
Come on. Not as good as your salmon, but pretty good.
Okay, Chris, so the American dessert, the classic American dessert they were making is?
S'mores.
S'mores.
S'mores. S-M-O-R-E-S. S'mores.
I gotta admit, this is the first time I've learned about this great American invention.
Well, and here's the thing. S'mores are not something you just eat for dessert with a meal, like at home. This is especially when you are outdoors in nature, camping. S'mores is very famous, very common.
是一个很好的，我们说 camping 出去露营 when you're in the wild.
In the wild.
在野外的时候，很好的一个美国甜品，一个美国的发明。刚刚听到那个奥巴马就是给贝爷做一个 s'more. 那 s'more 是什么东西呢？What is
three
it?
Things. So one is like a cookie. It's a graham cracker, but it's kind of like a little cookie biscuit.
就是我们前面也听到奥巴马说的 cracker. Cracker 或者你说的 cookie.
Like a 饼干
Yeah. 是一个饼干，就是我们说的那种消化饼干，有一点
digestive biscuit.
Biscuits, 对吧 Cracker, 这样的一个消化饼。What
so that's
else?
One. The second is chocolate.
Chocolate.
And usually it's just...plain Hershey's chocolate bar.
就是最普通最平常的那种巧克力。
Yep, like milk chocolate.
嗯。
And then marshmallow that you've roasted over a fire.
So that's like the pièce de résistance, 是最重要的一个 ingredient, 就是 marshmallow, 棉花糖。而且一定要 you said you have to roast it.
Yeah, so you put the marshmallow on a stick and then you put it over the fire so it becomes a little brown and crispy and warm
and
soft
melty.
And then that melts the chocolate and then you make a little sandwich with the graham cracker or the cookie.
Gotta say, it sounds delicious.
They are delicious and they're easy to make when you're in the wild, but you don't need an oven, obviously.
对，这个就是户外，就是很适合户外做的一个吃的东西，因为你的棉花糖是要就剪一根树枝，把棉花糖这样穿上去，然后呢，你生的火 ，you make a fire， 在野外一般会生个火嘛，然后你就把那个棉花糖 roast on open fire on flame， 烤一烤，把那个棉花糖烤到 外面有一点 burnt， 有点焦，
yeah.
但是里面是 when it just starts
soft
to melt，
and gooey.
对，它里面就很融化，就这样烂烂的时候，你就把这个东西就塞到两片 cracker 饼干，然后当中再放一点巧克力，所以就像你说是一个甜的 sandwich。
Now, do you understand the name？
No.
So,
为什么会叫 s'more?
Yeah, so what do you call this? You call it a s'more because it's like, I want some more. I want s'more.
I want
yeah,
some more.
Hey, give me some more.
It's so good. Give me some
so
more.
So good. Give me some more. But it's like saying some more, but it's s'mores.
所以后来就变成
s'mores,
对吧、
yeah.
所以奥巴马刚刚也说他说我们家我女儿 Sasha 她是 the s'more expert、
right.
因为小朋友真的很爱吃这种特别不健康但特别好吃特别好玩的东西嗯，前面我们还说到 Obama just comes across as such a, the word you use was genuine、
yes.
genuine 就是好像 很真的一个人、
yeah.
很诚恳的一个、哦、然后我们刚刚听那个片段就觉得他好酷哦，就是一个很
regular
person.
Or we might even say down to earth. We say often he's very down to earth.
很 down to earth， 就听起来就是一个普通人的那感觉，
right.
是吧？因为贝爷好像说，就看起来有点怪怪的 ，looks terrible。然后还说奥巴马说 you're a lousy cook。
Yeah，lousy
就是很烂的，对吧？
Yeah.
贝爷说你这个不好吃。然后奥巴马说 what are you talking about, man? This s'more is solid. So solid 有很多意思。有一个意思是它一个东西就是很实诚的啊。
Right.
但是它还有一个意思就是 it's really good.
Yes.
It's solid in quality.
Oh, that's solid.
我们也可以讲一个人很靠谱的 He's very solid、
right.
Such a dependable solid person
right.
right 好吃完 s'mores 以后呢 So Bear Grylls is also very famous For drinking his own pee、
mm.
On his show 他曾经在节目里面喝过好几次自己的尿然后呢当他们宣布奥巴马要上节目的时候美国很多网友真的在白宫的网站上面就你可以 start a petition 有一个请愿书他们那个请愿书就是让 get the president to drink his own urine 让奥巴马自己喝尿在节目上我们听听看这件事情有没有发生哈
You know, there was a, you know when they announced that we were doing this, there was a petition on the White House.
What'd they want me to eat?
They said, you've got to get the president drink his own pee, and all the Secret Service went, you'd end up in some jail somewhere, you know.
This seems to be Bear's main claim to fame, is that he drinks his own urine. I suppose in extremis, it's something that I would do if the alternative was death. It's not something I'd make a habit of.And I probably wouldn't do it just for a TV show. Now, I had always heard if you drink your own pee, all that's going to do is just dehydrate you further.
If you're really dehydrated already, so you're peeing out brown pee,
right.
It's pure waste product. It's not going to help.
It's not going to do it.
But if you're well hydrated、
uh-huh.
and you're out in the wild, you've got nothing else,
right.
That's, you don't want to be wasting. That's fine to re-drink.、
Okay.
And it will help you. And there are a lot of stories of people drinking their own pee and actually saving their lives.、
Okay, so it turns out Obama wouldn't drink pee just for a TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's not surprising. I think even the president being on a show like this is a big deal, but they always say we have to keep the president dignified. Like he's not going to just...
Keep him presidential, 他还是总统嘛、
yeah.
对不对、
yeah.
然后那整个什么 Secret Service, 他肯定很紧张、哦啊、而且就算他自己想喝的话那些 Secret Service, you can imagine all the
Yeah, oh. There's plenty of other people around that.
What are you doing? 好，那小便呢，在英文里面有好几个说法。有一个是 pee.
Pee, but urine is like the technical medical term, maybe.
对 ，urine 就是比较正式的一个说法，
yeah.
叫 urine.
Yeah.
To urinate, 小便
exactly.
动词。屁是 noun and a verb, right?
Yep, noun and a verb. But it's a more informal...
就是对很、yeah. 是一个比较口语的词而且、
yeah.
I think when a woman uses it, it sounds a little bit rude. 一个女生如果说 Oh, I got a pee or 什么 pee, 就听起来 it doesn't sound that good, right?
Yeah, and you usually don't... You might use it with your kids or...
对
very casually with friends, almost like in a funny way, but... But you would never say in public, like, oh, I'll be right back, I have to pee.
哎，对，这是很好的一个 advice， 因为在中国有的时候我们就会说，嗯，我要去小一下便，好像听起来不是it doesn't sound that bad， but in English， 你说 I gotta pee 什么的，就除非 you're with your good friends， it's a very casual setting， 如果在工作场合就不需要说你真的要去 pee，
yeah,
还是什么，
only
你就说
close friends,
excuse me， 对，
yeah,
就可以了啊。
Have to use the bathroom。
好，那哎，刚刚那段片段里面就听到 Obama was saying Bear's main claim to fame is he drinks his own urine.
Claim to fame.
对 ，claim to fame 的意思就是
，it's like it's just what you are famous for. Maybe
what makes you famous?
The thing you do or did that really made you famous.
你的成名作，对吧？ Right. 就是喝自己的尿。你看 Obama because he's the president, so he uses the word.Urine. He doesn't say pee.
Yeah, you would never. Urine is. It's like if you go to the doctor, he'll say urine.
对
so the president would of course say urine because
instead of pee.
Pee just sounds like he's
too casual.
Low class. Yeah.
Low class 就是太 low 了，是吧？然后呢，奥巴马就说，除非我那个 alternative was death， 除非就是、
right.
我只有两个选择，要么喝 urine， 要么。就是去死、
right.
然后他说我肯定不会去在一个电视节目上面、
yeah.
喝尿 But they do answer a few myths Like they bust a few myths about drinking your own urine 但最后呢他们也是给大家一些科普啊就是有些人对这个喝尿的迷思 They bust the myths 就是他们把这些人家的一些迷思都要来澄清一下更正一下奥巴马就说哦，我很听到说如果你喝自己的尿的话反而是会让你 further dehydrate you
right
to dehydrate means
it means to make you less hydrated or basically have less water in your body
脱水了啊、yeah. 喝尿好像是不是会让你脱水然后呢 Bear 就说 the key 最关键的就是 if you are dehydrated and you have brown pee就好像很 dehydrated 的一个表现就是你的尿是非常非常棕色他说 you can't drink that 你不能喝那个、
yeah.
because it's pure waste
it's just toxin、yeah.
对就是都是毒素 toxin、
right.
但他说如果你身体里还有一些水分你小出来这个便颜色没有这么恐怖的话、
yeah.
and you don't have water if your alternative really is you know dehydration then you shouldDrink your own pee.
Right.
这个情况下，你不要浪费自己的小便尿液，这个也是可以 save you.
Yeah, it's true. You can. I mean, I've never done it, but it's
in
definitely
extreme conditions.
Yeah, if it's the only choice you have, you can do it a few times, maybe twice before you shouldn't do it anymore, and you're going to die anyway.
好，那我们今天就听到在中国现在也很红的贝爷，他最近在美国这期节目有奥巴马总统上啊，教了大家一些生存啊，这个野外的英语。最后要说一下 ，Why did Obama come on the show?
The environment, right? To promote environmental awareness.
对他们这个节目就是上周吧，刚在美国放，因为就是有那个。正好是 the Big Paris Climate Summit、
right.
那个 conference 我们上次节目也讲巴黎气候大会选在这个时间点放这个节目就是奥巴马说因为他觉得贝爷的节目是让很多人对于大自然对于野外有了更深的认识然后他希望通过他上这样一个节目也唤起大家对于自然对于环境的保护这样的一种意识啊好 we hope you've enjoyed today's show. 那最后呢说一下谢谢大家对于我们潘吉杰尼告诉你这个百灵果双语美国文化节目的支持。那如果你想要学习就是更 targeted, 如果你想学习全英文 all English 的口语课程的话呢这就是我们开言英语付费课程的内容。我们分有六个级别然后现在已经有500多课。最常用的工作生活啊还有旅游啊美国文化的这些口语课都是很实用的场景学了以后你马上就可以在生活不同的情景下用到、
yeah.
对那really encourage you guys to give that a try 你可以下载我们开言英语的 app 或者呢在我们的公众号的菜单里面你也可以去免费尝试我们给你 的十几节课程，然后之后要购买的话呢，在微信有我们全网最低的一个微信特惠，学习那么多的课啊，还有我们每周会发布两个新课，一年打折以后只要629元。好了，谢谢大家的收听和支持，我们下次再见，
拜拜。